Harper Audio presents Twin Maker by Sean Williams, performed by Katie Coster. You are special. You are unique. And you have been selected. Follow the instructions. Don't tell anyone. You are the lucky one. You can be improved. The method is simple. Improvement is certain. You can change anything. Change everything if you want to. Keep this a secret. You deserve it. Chapter 1. The lucky jump was all the rage that year. Claire had tried it once, but had become bored after arriving at a string of destinations that seemed anything but lucky. An empty field, a theater advertising a show in a language she didn't understand, an underwater viewing platform full of noisy kids, and somewhere so wet and hot, she didn't even leave the booth. Claire could get better views from home, surfing media through her lenses, and be comfortable into the bargain. It was Libby, of course, who convinced her to give it another try.
Come on, it'll be jazzy.
How exactly?
There's this clique. They call themselves Crashlanders. Ever heard of them?
Claire shook her head. Libby was into that kind of thing, not her.
They're the coolest of the cool, Libby said. You wouldn't believe how popular they are. Hardly anyone can join them, but we're going to.
Just like that?
Trust me, Claire. Have I led you astray before?
Plenty of times.
Come on! What about when we auditioned for the circus, even though we couldn't even juggle? Or visited that hacked satellite, and Ronnie threw up?
Yes, but then we got stuck at the South Pole.
You're the one who set the booth to Chinese.
Only because you dared me to try. They laughed. That was a memorable moment. They had only gotten moving again when Claire found a friend of a friend who knew how to change the settings back. Where did you hear about the Crashlanders? Claire asked.
Through Zepp. He's not one of them, but he'd like to be.
Claire just nodded. Lately she clammed up when Zeppelin Barker, Libby's boyfriend, entered the conversation.
Come on, Claire, say yes. You always do in the end.
That was true. Although she couldn't imagine it ever being jazzy to DMAT from place to place. There was no point resisting one of Libby's whims when she had her mind set on it. All right.
Great. I'll come to your place after class. Be ready.
Claire lived in Windham, Maine, with her mother and stepfather. She and her best friend went to high school on the other side of the continent, near Sacramento Bay, California. Libby lived somewhere in Sweden. Claire always forgot the name, but that didn't matter. She just told the booth to take her to Libby's, and so it did. Claire dialed a familiar outfit from the Fabber's memory. Navy plaid skirt and tank top, with black boots, bicycle shorts, and belt, and a navy headband in the vain hope of keeping her curly hair in line. She'd given up on ever having Libby's perfectly straight blonde locks. Where she was dark, Libby was light. Combine the two of them, she'd often thought, and you'd get someone of precisely average coloring. Libby was running late. While she waited, Claire searched the air for anything regarding the Crashlanders. Apart from an old book with the same name, there were several peacekeeper reports concerning the new clique and its members. Founded by a woman called Alexandra Nontekarn, the clique held Crashlander balls at different points around the world every night. In old missile silos, abandoned hospitals, and other ruins, often illegally. Exclusive parties in exotic locales sounded like the kind of thing Libby would be into, but there was no information on how the balls were organized or who was allowed to attend. Before Claire could perform a more detailed search, Libby arrived, looking fashionable in white tights, silver A-line dress, bright red leather retro Doc Martens, with yellow laces, and a skull-hugging yarmulke that matched the boots, but left her hair...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?